Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And right now we have the pleasure of talking to John Paxson, Vice President of Basketball Operations. I know this is his favorite thing to do on draft night, is to talk and answer a lot of questions. But John, I think you guys got to be pretty happy because you talked about this long in advance. You had a couple of positions or needs that you had to fill, and in taking a look at the two players, those are the kind of players that you wanted to take.
Yeah, they are, and you know, we didn't go into it looking. Yeah, you always look at need, but we didn't draft for need necessarily. We had our board in order, and when the first six went, Wendell was next on our list, and we were gonna take him, but he does fill. You know, we have Robin Lopez, who we love as our starting center. I can't think of a better guy for Wendell to have an opportunity to learn from and be around every day, because Robin's just a great pro. So he'll benefit from that. And Chandler, you know, he is. If there was a position of need, it was a long wing. And Chandler fills that bill because he's got a 7-1 wingspan, and he's got some versatility to him in terms of handling the ball, passing. He'll be able to do some things to help create shots for others.
You know how fans are. They're always looking for the quote-unquote sexy pick. But I don't think anybody thought Donovan Mitchell was going to be a sexy pick at 13 last year. And even Lauri Markkanen, probably to a lot of people, wasn't a sexy pick. So the heck with sexy picks. You want to get players who can help you be a better team.
Yeah, and you know, when you look at it, I talked to Gar, and I were talking in the last couple of days, and I said to him, I said, you know, what we have to keep in mind is this, is a year ago we made a decision to rebuild. We traded our best player, an all-star player, Jimmy Butler. In return, we got three players we really liked. Okay, Zach LaVine, Chris Dunn, and the pick Lauri Markkanen. And I told him, no matter what happens Thursday night, we're going to walk out of there with two more players that we believe will fit our future. And so in a year's time, we will have gotten five pieces to a puzzle that we're trying to put together. And it's going to be a process. It's going to take some time. We're going to be patient, and we're going to be disciplined in the whole thing. But we feel really good about this. It worked out this way in drafting Wendell and Chandler tonight. But, you know, we have Chris Dunn as a point guard. We have Zach LaVine as a shooting guard. Chandler's a small forward, and you got Lauri and Wendell now, all young guys that – we hope we can grow with and see where it takes us.
Yeah, from 1 year ago before, 1 year ago last year from tonight, your roster obviously is a lot deeper. It's also more versatile. And one of the things that you guys both made mention of at the podium is that these guys are versatile in themselves, Wendell Carter and Chandler Hutchinson, and they can guard a couple of different positions on the court, and they can also play offensively a couple of positions. So versatility and deeper on the roster, and again, you got to be happy with those two aspects.
Yeah, no, we are. And again, it's adding two young players to our young core, and that's important for us. And it gives an opportunity. We talk all the time that we have some flexibility. We have some money to spend if we choose to. We're going to look at opportunities, but we're not going to spend recklessly just to for the sake of it. It's going to have to be, if we go out in free agency and do anything, it's going to have to be someone who fits our timeline, fits the way we want to build this team. You know, Fred and the staff, they want to continue to play up tempo with pace. But, you know, when you break down Wendell, a lot of this we looked at and we said to ourselves, okay, you know, Lauri is obviously a cornerstone of our future and going to be a terrific player. He's going to need a big body next to him to kind of protect him in some ways, you know, help him on the boards rebounding the ball. We believe Wendell's going to be a very good rebounder. And as Gar spoke about at the podium, you know, a lot of this is analytics now, and we use it as a tool. We don't make decisions based on the analytics necessarily, but Wendell in the models that we have was really, really high, and so – you know, when you start looking at that and factoring in things, that's something that impressed us too.
Well, I asked this of Gar, and I'll ask the same question of you. One of the aspects that you like about Carter is the fact that he played very well with Bagley at Duke, and then you see almost like the same dynamic that he could play the same, you know, cohesion kind of on both ends of the court with also with Lowry.
Yeah, he's a real unselfish kid. You know, when you think about it, he declared for Duke before Marvin Bagley reclassified and then signed with Duke. So he sacrificed. When we watched him play, we realized he sacrificed a lot because Marvin played inside. You know, Marvin was a kind of a off the block, mid post catch and, you know, use his athleticism to score. And that takes away a lot of spacing on the floor. It certainly didn't allow Wendell all the time to post. Some of the games that went that Marvin Bagley was out, Wendell got an opportunity to showcase a little bit more. What we like about him, we think he's got great footwork. He's got both hands that he can use around the basket. He mentioned when he was interviewed after he got drafted how he likes to be a screener for teammates. Those are, you know, you like to hear words like that because you know that he's basically saying, hey, I'm an unselfish player. I want to do the little things that help a team win. So we're really excited. He's a great kid. I mean, it's the character component means something to us, and we don't take that lightly. He's a high character kid.
And John, because the game has changed so much over the last few years, even, and versatility is obviously a big part of going forward in the NBA. Can Lowry play the five, and can Wendell play the four? Does it make any difference anymore?
No, it doesn't. Wendell's going to be more of a five. And we look at Lowry as just versatile. I mean, but there's times, you know, as we continue to reconstruct this roster, that we could see Lowry playing some five for us, you know. And, you know, we don't even talk, you know, about Bobby Portis, who's had a really good year. So we have another front court player that has got some versatility to him as well, be able to step out and run the floor, those type of things. We're trying to construct a roster that's deep and but the reality is this, and this is, you know, you're always excited on draft night when you think you've done well with some young players, but we're still far away in a lot of ways, and we know that. And you only win in this league at a high level by having superstars, you know, at least a couple of them. And our hope is that we've drafted some in the last couple of years, and that we're going to be able to increase our asset base to be opportunistic, you know, if something arises where we can get a player that we really like.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.